In 2 weeks, Grace Powell will compete in the Poetry Out Loud National Finals in Washington, D.C. She will bring all of her dynamic recitation skills to represent South Dakota on this stage. But before she does, she is joining me from SDPB Studios in Vermilion at the University of South Dakota campus to talk about and share poetry with us. Grace Powell, South Dakota State Champ, welcome and congratulations.
Hi, thank you.
Tell me a little bit for people who don't know what Poetry Out Loud is. How do you describe the competition to other people?
Basically, it is a competition where you have to memorize a poem and figure out how you would like to perform it. And then you get judged on performing this poem, and you're able to compete at a regional level and a state level, and I'll be competing at the national level in 2 weeks.
You are going to share a poem with us today. Is this one that, tell me a little bit about what you're going to share before we start there.
The poem that I was going to share today is called The Children's Hour by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, which is a very familiar poet. But it's a bit of a longer poem, but it's just about the joys of children and growing up, basically. I think it's from the point of view of someone older, but. Yeah.
Grace, yeah. The microphone is yours.
Thank you. All right, this is The Children's Hour by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Between the dark and the daylight, when the night is beginning to lower, comes a pause in the day's occupations that is known as the children's hour. I hear in the chamber above me the patter of little feet, the sound of a door that is opened, and voices, soft and sweet. From my study, I see in the lamplight descending the broad hall stair, grave Alice, and laughing Allegra, and Edith with golden hair. A whisper, and then a silence. Yet I know by their merry eyes they are plotting and planning together to take me by surprise. A sudden rush from the stairway, a sudden raid from the hall. By three doors left unguarded, they enter my castle wall. They climb up into my turret, or the arms in back of my chair. If I try to escape, they surround me. They seem to be everywhere. They almost devour me with kisses, their arms about me entwine, till I think of the Bishop of Bingen in his mouse tower on the Rhine. Do you think, O blue-eyed banditti, because you have scaled the wall, such an old mustache as I am is not a match for you all? I have you fast in my fortress and will not let you depart, but put you down into the dungeon in the round tower of my heart. And there will I keep you forever, yes, forever and a day, till the walls shall crumble to ruin and molder in dust away.
If you're just tuning in, that's Grace Powell, South Dakota's Poetry Out Loud champion. She's headed to national finals here in the days ahead. Beautifully done, Grace. Tell me about your coach and the process of preparing that for performance.
My coach is back in Sioux City, Mrs. Diana Woolley, and we have been working on this poem and our two other poems that I'm performing for a few months now. It's really just a lot of repetition of just going over the poem over and over and seeing what feels right and what doesn't feel right.
And this is the first time, I think, that it's in person versus, you know, a post-pandemic kind of Zoom call. So what does it mean for you to take the stage and be surrounded by others from across the country in the national semifinals and finals?
I think it's really cool that this year is in person versus the last few years, which have been online. I think it will be a little bit more nerve-wracking to have to perform in front of a lot of people, but I think I do a lot better on stage anyways, and so it should be fun to perform in Washington, D.C.
Do you have a theater background, a debate background? Are there things that intersect with the Poetry Out Loud competition that feel like a natural fit for you?
I have a bit of a theater background. I've been doing different shows since I was probably 7 or 8 at the same theater that my coach owns. And so that kind of plays into all of the poetry that I've been doing for the past few years.
All right. There's prize money at stake. There's bragging rights at stake. But we here in South Dakota are just so happy to support you and to cheer you on. Good luck in 2 weeks. Enjoy every second of the journey.
Thank you so much.
That is Grace Powell joining me from Vermilion Poetry Out Loud National Finals in Washington, D.C.